Welcome to the What to Expect While Fostering and Adopting podcast show. If you're a foster mom, on the journey to adoption, already adopted, or somewhere in the middle, trying to figure out how to navigate the foster care system, wanting to grow your family through adoption, trying to balance everything, or stuck in that space of all things unknown, you're in the right place. What if there was a way to fast-track your knowledge, prepare you for the good and the hard, and somebody who could answer that long list of questions I know you have? Hi, friend. I'm Christine Marie, biblical mindset coach, adoptive mom, and previous foster parent of 77 children. Yep, you heard that right, 77 kiddos. I'm your host, and my goal is to help make your journey a lot easier by sharing my best tools, techniques, and skills that helped me pivot from foster care to adoption, fully surrender, and trust the process. I'm about to bring some calm to the chaos and show you how to navigate through this journey with a whole lot of grace. So go grab your cup of coffee and let's jump in. A question that I often get asked is, how many kids should I take when I first become a foster parent? Or what ages should I accept? Or is there a correct number? How do I know it's right? So today we're going to break those questions down. I'm so excited that you're here. So when I first became a foster parent, we only, if you remember, only had the intentions of adopting. So we took in the one, we thought one and done, that is it. This is our forever child. It was literally a wow, I can't believe how easy, how simple, how amazing, how God planned all of this was. Until it all fell apart and then I realized what foster care was and that it wasn't a place for me to just go to adopt my child. So I wanted to break that down. So we then took another child and then we took another child. I don't even know what year it was that we ended up. We had our two boys, our two adopted daughters, and our seven foster kiddos. Now, part of the seven foster kiddos, we had three permanent foster care kiddos, and then the four extra were actually a sibling set. So there was two twins, another little girl, and a little boy. Sibling set of four. So they did make that huge exception. But a few questions I want you to ask yourself, really, when you're getting into this, how many children do I have of my own? Because this was a big deal. We had our two boys. I knew I wanted one child. We wanted to adopt a little girl. And how it snowballed was, I have a huge heart. I wanted to serve. The need is never ending. Unfortunately, with the foster care system, the way that it is, the need is so big. There's just not enough homes for the amount of kiddos coming into care. So child welfare does make exceptions. They will put more children in a home than probably should be placed. Should we have ever had 11 kiddos in our home? No. For me, no. I asked my son a couple weeks ago, I said, if there was one thing that you could, because he was, three. He was three when we first started fostering, or almost three. And so he spent 10 years of his life with foster kiddos in our home. So I asked him, what was the one thing that you would tell a prospective foster parent who's just getting into this, or a current foster parent who has a lot of kiddos, or maybe just one considering taking more? What would you say to them from your perspective? And I don't know that I was really ready for his answer. I probably could have guessed his answer, but didn't make it any easier to hear. And his response was to not take so many kids. Not take so many kids, because what happened for him, he said, I just would like to have not had things so scheduled in our house. I wish that I could have just said, hey, mom, can we go to a movie? Or, hey, mom, can I hang out with you? He said, but you were so busy all the time. And we had so many appointments that everything had to be scheduled every single minute of the day. And there was no room to be spontaneous. And I don't know, it's really hard, you know, like, do I have so many regrets of so many things, so many coulda, woulda, shouldas? Yes. But I don't really let myself live there, because it's in the past and it's part of what has shaped me to be who I am now. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. That's why I really wanted to share this entire podcast with you, because there's so many things that I learned along the way. This was one of them. So if you're just getting into foster care, looking at how many kids do you have? Or even if you're already a foster parent, how many kids do you have of your own? What are your adoption goals? Our adoption goal was to adopt one child. My heart grew. If you've seen that movie, The Grinch, and his heart grows so big. And that's how I felt. Like, I just grew this passion to help these foster kids, because once we saw how impactful services were for these kiddos, my husband worked. We had financially, we didn't go without. And so we were able to take in these kiddos and use their full subsidy to pour back into them. So once I saw that we were able to do that, it was inspiring. I kind of got bit by the help every child bug. I don't know if that resonates with any of you, but I really felt like we could help so many kids, and it snowballed. So a few things you could do. Stick with what your original plan is. The need is never going to slow down. It's never going to go away. So just knowing that you are providing the very best home for, if your original goal was to adopt one child, stick with the one child. Know that your heart is to pour into this child and give them the most amazing life and help them work through what they've been through and help your own kiddos if you have your own kiddos. So really sticking to, and if that goal was to adopt two kiddos and you find a sibling set, or you, like us, we found two different girls, our daughters, but two, they were not related, about a year and a few months apart. And we were able to take both of them. But a few things that we looked at, how much room do I have? Now, this is a lot of questions of how much room do I have? How much room do I have in my home? At the time when we took our first foster kiddo, we had two extra bedrooms. So both of our boys had their own rooms, and then we had two extra rooms, and then our room. So it was a 5-bedroom house. At one point, we had our one daughter, soon to be forever daughter, in her own room. And then we had another foster kiddo in the other room. Eventually, we ended up with 3 kids in one room and 2 in the other. As you can see, it kind of just kept growing. But how much room do you have? How much room do you have in your home? Do you have enough space so that everybody can have their own individual space? Now, of course, the higher needs of the kiddo, the more space they might need. Some of the kiddos that we took needed crash pads for sensory. They needed outdoor equipment. Some of the kiddos needed trampolines. So do I have enough space in my yard? Looking at the different needs that you're willing or open to caring for. Another thing was, do you have a big enough car? Genuinely look at how many seats do you have in your car. I wouldn't encourage you to go out and buy a new car immediately. Like, if you're thinking we want to have 3 foster kiddos and you only have enough space for 2, start with two and see how that goes, and then make that decision. But I wouldn't reverse that and go get the bigger car to take the kiddos. We talked about the bedrooms. How many bedrooms do you have? I do want to add on with the bedroom thing. I know different people have a different opinion on this, but I would never encourage anybody to place foster kiddos in a bedroom with your biological kiddos. The reason for this is, no matter the age, you know quite a bit about a foster kiddo before they're placed with you, but you don't know everything. And we had taken quite a few kiddos that we found out over time had more to their story than we knew about. And so just for your safety, your children's safety, the foster kiddos' safety, I would always encourage that they each have their own rooms and not in. If you want to put 2 foster kiddos together that are siblings, that's fine. But that's where it's better to start slower. Take one child at a time. Unless it's a sibling set, take one child at a time. Really get to know that child. I mean, honestly, in a perfect world, I would say for a minimum of 6 months, a minimum of 6 months with just one child, so you can integrate them with your own kiddos, figure out their own schedule, figure out how they sleep, get them into therapies or doctor's appointments, and see where they're at until you have a really good pulse on the needs of the kiddo, how much time all of this addition is going to take, and then go from there. A few other things to consider is your budget. Kiddos cost money. Kiddos have needs, especially when they come. Sometimes they come with nothing. And so that's a big expense. And then emotional. What emotional bandwidth do you have as a foster mom or as a pre-foster mom? Or as an adoptive mom, how much emotional bandwidth do you have? That was my missing piece. I gave everything until I had nothing. And when I walked out of foster care, I consider that the retirement package I walked away with PTSD. I was on two medications for social anxiety disorder. I was on a medication for migraines. I had a cyst growing that had cancer cells in it and needed to be removed immediately. I was emotionally bankrupt. I had severe adrenal fatigue. I was barely functioning. I had lost more than half my hair. I couldn't sleep through the night. And this is what can happen when you don't take care of yourself emotionally. I was giving everything to my kids and to our foster kiddos, but there was nothing left for me, and that's not long-term sustainable. So I would encourage you to say, how much emotional room do I have? And you can literally break it down by, if you have your own biological kids, how much time am I spending? Like, genuinely look at your schedule. What does my schedule look like? If you only have an hour extra per day, right? You might want to figure out, is that enough emotional time for me to add in another kiddo? If you work from home, how does that work? If you work at an office job, figuring out childcare, figuring out how all of that works, right? Just like you would do if you were having your own biological child. You plan, right? You think about, how is this going to work? So one thing to consider also is that as soon as you get your first foster placement or a new foster placement, there's a few things that I always did within a first week. Within the very first week of getting them is I made them, whether I was told that they needed it or not, I made them appointments for occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. And the reason I made these for every single child is because I would take them in for an evaluation. A child might come out and go to those appointments and it turns out they didn't need them. That's wonderful. That's amazing. But oftentimes, kiddos who've gone through trauma are not at the same exact milestone as other kiddos. And unless you are a licensed professional in a whole bunch of areas, you might miss some things. So that's why, and if they were under three, I had early intervention come out and do a full assessment. I wanted to use this time to gather as much information on this child as possible, because the more information I had, knowledge is power, I could then begin to set up services for this kiddo. So those are the appointments that I scheduled within the first week. Additionally, I scheduled a doctor's appointment with their primary care physician or established them with a new primary care physician, and then I scheduled them a counseling appointment. And yes, even if they're like 2 or 3 years old, they can begin to go to play therapy, and it's a great way for a therapist to get their eyes on the kiddo and help begin them working through anything that they struggled with so that they can find a healthy way to exhale all of what they've been through. So those are some of the things that I scheduled during the first week. Those are some things that are going to take time for you, right? And that's just one kid. Imagine if you bring in a sibling set of three, that's three times the appointments. So if you have your own biological kids, asking yourself, do I have time to do all of this? do it well and not emotionally bankrupt myself. Then there's other things to consider. Visits with family. Usually these happen 1 to 2 times per week. And then if they are a sibling group that's not placed together, then they'll also probably have sibling group visits. Then they also have about once a month, or sometimes more, the caseworker will come out and visit. Once a month, the attorney, their guardian ad litem, will come out and visit. And then if they have a CASA, their CASA will come out and visit. So you can see this is a lot of appointments, a lot of time. That's why I recommend you start with one, get your feet wet, try all these things, see how long these take, get yourself established with some good providers, and then you can kind of take 6 months and see how this child is integrating into your home, and then step forward from that. Another question that I get asked is, what ages of kiddos should I take in? I'm going to give you a few statistics here. Statistics tell us that of all the foster children out there, only 7% of these are babies under one. Now, 1 to 5-year-olds, that makes up a greater percentage. Actually, the biggest percentage of kids in foster care are ages 1 through 5. That's roughly around 32%. These numbers shift a little bit each year. This is kind of a good base range. So 1 to 5 is 32%. 6 to 10 is 22%, 11 to 15 is 22%, and 16 to 20 is 17%. So you can see that's a drastic difference between the 7%, which are the babies. I don't know what the statistics are of how many foster parents come in wanting the placement of a baby, but I will say these numbers might be a lot lower, because child welfare always tries, if it's a child under one, to keep that child, if at every cost, with wraparound services, with and in the home or in a treatment facility with their biological mother or father, so that they can have the best chance of bonding with their child and moving forward in a healthy way. So if you are looking for, and I'm sharing these statistics with you because if you're looking for the placement of a baby, and that's really on your heart, that's what you've prayed about, that's what you've asked God about, and you've gotten that confirmation that, yes, we are supposed to be praying for a baby and looking for a baby for a future adoptive child, I just want you to know it could be up to 3 to 4 times, almost 5 times of a longer wait to wait for that child who's under a year. Additionally, a lot of these kiddos at that young age get placed with family. The first priority is always family. If the biological parents are not an option, the family is the next option, and then extended family. They really try and keep those kiddos with their family. So if you're willing to wait 5 times as long for a child under one, and that's really where you feel like you're supposed to be led, then take that time to prepare by finding occupational or physical therapy or speech facilities or doctors within your local area to establish or potentially establish with doctors and get your home set up. You know, you can prepare the clothes, you can prepare the equipment that you would need, like high chairs and strollers and babysitting and all the things that you would need to help during that time of caring for this baby under one. So not a day in your preparation time will be wasted, but I just wanted you to have these numbers so that you can have an idea of how long. So you can see by these numbers, if you want a child that's roughly 1 to 5, you're going to have the highest percentage of getting a child in that age range. Both of our daughters that we adopted were in that age range. We got our first daughter when she came into care at 15 months, and we got her when she was 18 months. And then our second one came into care at a little over a year, and we got her into care when she was almost 4. So that is really kind of matches the statistics of the highest percentage of kids in care were at that age. Now, of course, these are not numbers for kiddos who are available for adoption, but I wanted to cover that so you kind of know, if you're looking for that foster placement, about what the highest percentages and numbers would be. So I would just really encourage you, if there is a child age or a number that you've been praying about, that you have been really wanting to add to your family, that you take a look at how much room do you have? What are your adoption goals? What are the needs of the children in your own home? I would also encourage that as soon as you begin the process of actively looking for a foster child placement or pre-adoptive placement, I would encourage you, if you have any of your own biological children, to get your biological children established with a therapist. The reason I'm saying this is because you have been their mom, you've been only their mom, and they might want to discuss this, walk through their emotions, and especially continuing that once a month therapy or once or twice a month therapy with a therapist during the time that you have foster children will just help make everything so much easier. And it doesn't have to be just them with a therapist. It could be you and them and a therapist, so that you can continue to know where they are emotionally and continue to have that one-on-one time in counseling with them. I remember when our foster kiddos had all these appointments. Like I said, OT, PT, speech, doctor's appointments, therapy, visits, and my kids had no appointments. And so I would be going to these therapy appointments with the kids and all these doctor's appointments. And that was just really great for these foster kiddos. But I could see how my kids could have really used a therapist during this time so that we could connect. And maybe my emotional tank wouldn't have gotten so empty, because I would have identified where I was quicker and see how overwhelmed I was. Also, that would have been really helpful for me to have a therapist during that time. So I hope that you found this helpful. I'm so excited for you to take on that first placement or help transition additional foster kiddos into your home. But until next time. Hey friend, I hope that you loved today's episode. I pray it blessed you and helped you see that you have a friend in your corner who truly understands what you're walking through. If so, would you share this episode with someone who's been praying for a breakthrough in their own journey? It would also bless me big time and help others to find this podcast if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also submit your questions, topics that you would like covered, and find a community of like-minded mamas in my private Facebook group by searching What to Expect While Fostering and Adopting on Facebook. See you next time.